Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. Doing some things here, and well, praise God, hallelujah. We ain't making no excuse for anything. We just gonna go on and do the will of God. Ask you all to kind of pray with us. We're going to see if we can try to make this happen. Lose a battle. I challenge you to pray on it. Never lost the battle.
Then nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time.
Welcome, brother and sister, to the Word at Noon. Apostle called by the will of God. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And the scripture I have to read is coming from Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, and I'll be reading from God's Word. But the spiritual nature produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There are no laws against things like that. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for the word of noon. Thanking you for all the listeners and those who participate, Father God. Lord, we just want to say we just love you, Lord, and we can't thank you enough for all your many blessings. And Lord, we just thank you for this lesson because it is Pastor is teaching on comparing spiritual things with spiritual, Father God. And Lord, we need you to open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God, so that we can tell others and teach others how to be spiritual. And Lord, we just give you praise. We ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. For you know all things, Father God, and we ask that you will strengthen those who are going through, Father God. Lord, we give you praise, and we just pray right now that our hearts and our minds is open to your word. Holy Spirit, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We going to continue on in the study of comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. And I just love the fact that God allowed us to do this. Now, I know that may not mean a lot to some people, but I'm going to tell you, it's a blessing when God will let you and when he allow you to see who he is. Hallelujah. Things based on spiritual things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to ask if Pastor would read that the foundational scripture from the King James, if you'd be so kind, please.
Yes, Pastor. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
You see, when you're operating in the Spirit, there is no law against you operating in the Spirit of God. And that's what makes this so interesting. You know, I'd like for you to read Romans 9:1, if you will.
And from the King James, Romans 9:1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing the witness in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
God wants us filled, brothers and sisters. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Acts, and we're gonna do several scriptures today. One of them is from Acts. And if anything catch your eye, Pastor, just go for it. I'm trying to get this thing going here. Let's start with Acts 1:8 first. Acts 1:8. I'm about to get it here. Acts 1:8.
Okay, Acts 1:8. From the King James, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen.
See, the power comes after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's when it takes place. That's when you become a true witness. And when you compare spiritual things with spiritual, and you understand that the Holy Ghost is the one that's doing the work, not you. Some people go to a theological seminary to learn to preach. Where did you learn to preach? Well, I went to this school. I went to that school. Well, the Bible says that you're going to be a witness after the Holy Ghost. So I'm trying to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, Acts 1:16 says, and I'll read it out of the King James, or you can read it out of the Messenger, Acts 1:16. And we're going to discuss some of these scriptures a little later, but I just want you all to understand how important that the Holy Ghost is being should lead us, so that this is how you compare things based on the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:16 says, man and brothers, this scripture must be need being fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of, by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judah and was guided to them that took Jesus.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Friends, long ago, the Holy Spirit spoke through David regarding Judah, and who came and who became the guide to those who arrested Jesus. Amen.
See, you have to know this is the Father's promise. Over in Acts 2:33, Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has sent forth this which ye now see and hear. That's Acts 2:33.
Amen. This Jesus, I'm too far down. One second here. But being also a prophet and knowing that God has solemnly sworn that a descendant of his would rule his kingdom, seeing far ahead, he talked of the resurrection of the Messiah. Amen.
That's why they had to get filled with the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, so you can be able to discern spiritual things. You'll be able to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen.
So you know what Peter said? Peter said everybody needed to repent and be ye baptized with the gift. Well, let's read that. In Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Send a message by the Bible. Peter said, change your life. Turn to God. And be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah. See, so that's what had to happen. If you want to begin to discern things through the holy eyes of the Holy Ghost, the first stage, you got to repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of, and don't nobody going to start no new religion here, because it says, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. Well, if you already asked God to forgive you for your remission of sin, he says, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So let me show you how this works. The Holy Spirit can be present, but if you don't receive it, but you choose to deny the Holy One and just one, then you become part of the other and not part of God. So you'll never get the fruit of the Spirit until you receive the infillment of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, people, they want to practice different ways of receiving. I just tell people, just receive it. Just throw your hands in the air and say, Lord, I receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And if
Amen.
You don't want to do that, just receive the Holy Ghost. Because in Acts 4:30, they said they stretched forth their hand to their heel, and the sign and wonder began to done for the name of the Holy Ghost. But here's the thing that I want you to see. The Holy Ghost will come at you whatever. It doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're going. If you'll receive it, he'll come and be part of your life.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the real important thing. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. As you stretch out your hands to us in healings and miracles, and wonders done in the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Amen.
The Bible said, and that he began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. See, so the Holy Ghost is there to be present. I like to think it's there to be had. If you want to receive it, but it's not yours till you receive it. And you can't go with doubt.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Say that.
I am made of statement yesterday, and I want to kind of clear it up. In Acts, I think it's in Acts 19 and 2. Let's go there, Pastor. Acts 19 and 2. Acts 19 and 2. Hallelujah. y'all kind of bear with me today on my voice here. In Acts 19 and 2, I didn't see it yesterday because I want y'all to know this. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, you got to think about what's being read here. I want everybody to jump off the track here. He said, and they said unto him, we have not so much heard where there be any Holy Ghost.
Have mercy. Amen. Turn the message, Bible. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? We never even heard of that. A Holy Spirit, God within us? Amen.
See, to really get a full understanding of this, Ephesians was the capital, or Ephesus, either one, was the capital, and it was the place where they did business, the center place. And Rome provided Asia of a lot of goods. Now, you may say, well, what did that have to do with it? People, the word had went out throughout the land, Turkey, area, Egypt. And Paul was steadfast in Ephesians by, they say, a little over 2 years. But either way, so he had been teaching and preaching to the people at Corinth and all over. So when he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Well, John Baptist was a sign of repentance from your sins, not a sign of the new life in Christ. Now, well, you said, preacher, why are you telling us that? Because I want you to know it's a sign. That's all that water baptism was. It was a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you could not compare spiritual things with the flesh. So Paul recognized it, so he says to them, probably a better way to see this is over there with Apollos in Acts 18 and 24 through 26. Would you read that, Pastor? Acts 18, 24 through 26. And why she find that? He want to know, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That's a good question. I know you believe. I know you act on it. But have you received the Holy Ghost, the infilling? Because without the filling of the Holy Ghost, you cannot compare spiritual things with spiritual. Can't do it. That's what he said. Because the Holy Ghost have to teach you. Man's wisdom can't teach you this. You won't get it from no book. You won't get it from no theological cemetery. You won't get it from no place. Well, it's seminary, but I say cemetery. Because they just teach a dead letter. They don't teach nothing about your eternal life. So this is about our eternal life. Because you believe here. Trust me. And it don't have to be coronavirus. You're going to leave up out of here. So where you spend eternal life should be a concern. And the Holy Ghost is the only agent that can take you to paradise, to eternal life. The only agent can do that. That's why we have to be baptized. But go ahead and read that for me, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an elegant man and mighty in the scriptures came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Amen.
Amen. So you see, you can receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost wherever you are. It doesn't matter. And that was the point. Yeah, it's becoming a Christian, becoming involved with the Holy Spirit. And that happens when you repent, when you turn from your way of doing things. Now, I'm not, and people, they'll tell you all day long because they're sin conscious and they're not righteous conscious. See, if they're righteous conscious, they want you to be righteous because Christ is righteous. Anyone teaching you not to be righteous, anyone telling you you can't be right, they don't know scriptures.
Amen.
They still have sin problems. They still have sin issues. You may not know what they are, but that's where they're living at. They're living in the bed of sin some kind of way. And you may say, how can you say that? Because, see, when you're spiritual, you judge all things. And I know God wants us to be like him because he made Jesus to be your sin. So you don't have to be sin. But why did he do that? So that we can become the very righteousness of God. God wants us righteous conscious, not sin conscious.
Yeah. Amen.
See, the more righteous conscious you become, the more you're going to begin to act like Christ. So the book of the act is the act of the Holy Spirit. Usually the Holy Spirit would take over a person's spirit once you submit, once you die to the flesh. But as long as you want to practice flesh, and when I'm saying flesh, I'm talking about the world way of practicing Christianity. Telling people, well, everybody's sin. That's because that's where they at. A thief think everybody steal. A liar think everybody lie. So guess what? A person that's right think everybody can be right. God says, you know what? You can be right. If you'll receive Jesus Christ, and then get converted, then you're going to have Christ Jesus in you, which is the Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, as long as, now you can find this in Romans 8 and 10, I'm telling you, Christ's life is a life without sin. Can we live that? Absolutely. Read Romans 8 and 10 before we leave, Pastor. Because what's happening here is a miracle. He quickeneth our spirit. As a matter of fact, read from 8, 10 through 11.
So you want me to begin with the 8th verse, Pastor?
No, with the 10th verse. The 8th chapter.
Okay.
Well, you can start with the 9th verse if you want to. Read from 9 through 11, please. 9 through 11. That'll work. Okay.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said it, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen.
And Romans 8 and 10, 9 and 10.
Oh, my goodness, Pastor, I apologize.
That's okay. Let me say this. In Romans 8, and we'll pick it up here tomorrow, but in Romans 8, 9, and 10, and 11, it says this. It says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that mm-hmm. the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you now, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken it. That means make alive your mortal body mm-hmm. by his Holy Spirit that dwells in you. We're going to pick it up tomorrow on that and on that note. But we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And that's really important that you understand you can't just compare a car with a car. You got to make sure a Cadillac with a Cadillac or even your cell phone or iPhone with an iPhone because mm-hmm. the charger won't work in another phone, so you can't compare it. You can't compare two different kind of birds. You got to, in comparison, you got to get an eagle and an eagle. But anyway, you all take care. You got to compare spiritual things with spiritual.